Welcome to the Mental Health Podcast. I'm Tim, and I invite you on my journey to talk about men's mental health. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer. I am in no shape or form a mental health professional. I'm just a man who, has worked hard on his mental health, and I would like other people to be able to do the same. So join me, and let's get the conversation going about men's mental health. This week's episode was supposed to be different because I was supposed to have a guest, but unfortunately, despite two attempts, it didn't seem to be happening. So I'm here now with another episode that I didn't prepare at all because. I was hopeful to be able to present you with a nice interview for a change. What I thought I'd be doing instead is just update you on what's going on with me, because maybe that resonates with some of you, because there's been ups and downs, and sometimes just checking in is something that makes all the difference. So, what's been going on with me? Let's put it into the different sections. Let's start with number one. My depression. The thing that has kicked us all off a few years ago. There's some annoying news and there's some really great news. Let's start with the annoying news. A few weeks ago, I think less than 2 weeks ago, I have... noticed that I was beginning to go into a depressed period, which always sucks because when the depression hits, it can really, really put your life out of balance and off track, because you don't, for me at least, I always, am a person that has quite a few plans and tries to get, make things happen for myself, in like hobbies, but also in like, getting like podcast stuff done and other projects. And when I've, the train of momentum and the train of motivation just hits a dead stop, that can make the feeling, or the lack thereof, way heavier on me. And also not only in like these aspects, but also in my interpersonal relationships with people, be it romantically or platonic, that can change the dynamics a lot from me trying quite hard to connect, especially with people who live further away, who I don't see that much, but also very much with the people right here, who I want to be close with. My depression can make that really a lot more difficult, sometimes seemingly impossible, which doesn't help overcoming those feelings or lack thereof. So that was quite annoying, negative, because obviously after having spent more than 2 years in therapy working on depression and knowing what I have to do, every time the phase hits, it can feel like a major setback. It can make it feel like, nothing's worked. I'm always coming back to this. What's the point? I can do whatever I want. It will always come back to me. And it takes energy to be able to overcome this. And I don't, there's no shame in not having that energy, because depression makes you lack energy a lot. So that's the negative and maybe sad news, depending on your point of view. But there, like I promised, there's also been some good news when it comes to my depression. And that is that I've been able to really notice it. I've been able to, for the first time, I've been in the past, let me rephrase that, in the past, I've been able to feel the depression coming, appreciate that it's happening, and steer some of my schedules and some of my energy into trying to keep the phase as short as possible, and knowing that I need to, what I need to do in order for the depressed phase to last as short as possible. But this time, I could tell what my brain was doing because I had all these urges, like I was craving food, and not like, oh, an apple here, but like really the most food that I had saved in my head for being the most delicious and the most yum treats that, you know, things that are really treat yourself foods. But when I ate them, I didn't feel any satisfaction. Of course, I was depressed. But I could tell what my brain was doing. It was trying to get these dopamine boosts, these like, come on, give me something to stimulate me, to get me out of this lack of stimulation that I have because, you know, I'm lacking dopamine, I'm lacking serotonin. And so give me something. Same with like doing some adrenaline stuff, doing, yeah, like watching films or TV shows that I know give me a similar experience, or not doing the work that I know is not going to pay off as well. But I could feel, it's really difficult to describe, but it was almost tangible to me. Oh, my brain is shouting at me, give me this. So that's why I have all these urges that just last week I didn't have. And all these different areas I wanted to explore in order to, okay, maybe I can get some of this. I was heavily again feeling the need for cigarette because I know that that can help as well. So my brain was doing all of these kind of things just to trying to get me to come on, please, please help me. Let me feel something. But of course, none of it works because even when you're not depressed, these are just lots of them are short-term highs or peaks, and when your brain's already lacking a lot of it, it doesn't do as you know what you're hoping it would. Related to the depression is like I said, I was craving a lot of high sugar, high fat foods, and that has obviously led me to gain weight again, which is a bit annoying that almost all my depressed periods come along with a increased weight. Because one of the triggers of my depression is feeling uncomfortable in my body. And whilst I encourage everyone to feel comfortable in their body, the way my body looks right now, I don't feel 100% comfortable in it. That doesn't mean that everybody that looks like me should feel uncomfortable in their body. It's a very personal feeling. It has nothing to do with what is supposed to be correct or supposed to be wrong. And the increased desire for food and the very low energy makes it quite difficult to restrain myself from eating all of these foods and sticking to a regimen of, or like a, not a regimen, but like an eating habit that would make it possible for my body to change by slimming down a bit. So, yeah, that has not happened, and it is obviously quite a vicious cycle going through. Periods of, oh yes, I have the motivation, I can lose weight, and then, oh no, my motivation train has been stopped dead again, so I now don't have energy to be able to resist my old eating habits, which means I gain weight, and sometimes, or quite often, I gain more weight than I lost first. And then once the depressed period is over, it is, takes a lot of energy because, you know, an object in motion doesn't, an object not in motion wants to stay not in motion. The same is true with trying to get my body moving in a way that makes it possible to change. And yeah, then it takes a lot of energy to get that going again. And so far, for the first 6 months of the year, it worked really great. And for the now second 5 months so far, or four? No, maybe first five and now the second five, it has not worked at all. And I'm struggling to find a way to do it. I've enrolled in a program that the German health system is supporting, where there's this app on my phone that gives me tips, and where I have like guidance towards a more healthy eating habit. And I've talked to someone who is like a counselor via that app, shared with them what my my difficulties, my struggles are, what makes it difficult for me personally to lose weight. And yeah, we'll see if that works. It's a, they promise, well, no, technically they don't promise, because that wouldn't be very, it wouldn't help very well if they would just promise. They say it is possible that could work a long time. And they try to be realistic about the goals that are possible to achieve. So yeah, we'll see. So far, I have not been very good with it. I've, yeah, because I'm very busy at the moment, I have very little routine in my days. That makes it even more difficult to stick to a very healthy and balanced diet and to keep up with the program. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Fingers crossed. But I, yeah, on a positive note here as well, I've been starting to run on a treadmill for the past few months, and I used to, the last time I was running, because I'm actually not the biggest fan of running, I don't know, I had this desire to run all of a sudden again. Well, whatever my brain needs that isn't self-destructive. Though exercise can be self-destructive, but I'm not there, and I hope I never never be. Anyways, yes, the last time I was running consistently was in 2020, the first year of the pandemic, when I did the 0 to 5K challenge with the app that guided me on that way, and I finished, and I managed to run 5k, and yeah, and then I thought, oh, I could possibly do the 10k as well. Yeah, but I didn't do that because I thought, I really don't like running. Why am I achieved the goal I set myself, so just accept that you achieved that goal and be happy. And I was happy, but now I've set myself the goal to make it to the 10k, and so far the last run I did was 2 days ago. And I managed to run for 40 minutes. I've set my goal a bit differently. I'm using the 10K goal, but my goal is not to run 10K specifically, but to run for 60 minutes without a pause. And yeah, I ran for 40 minutes with a 2 minute pause, but that's how the app told me to do it. So yeah, so that's good. Especially since when I started, I was a bit apprehensive when I started, because I was afraid that I'd lost all the conditioning that I had before, because I've also not been good with exercise before for a few weeks, and the first, well, I could run for 5 minutes, which was good, because when I started the 5K challenge back in 2020, I couldn't run for a minute, so that was positive. But coming from being able to run for 30 minutes and being able to cycle for 2 or 3 hours without much break, that was a bit of a damper. But I moved quickly, and now 5 minutes feels like nothing, and 20 minutes feels good, and 30 minutes feels okay. 40 minutes is a stretch, but it's yeah, it's progress, and it's not fun. It's still not fun. I'm still not like there and being super enjoying it, but the time goes quicker. So there's less periods in which I'm really Oh, just waiting for it to finally be over and more periods that just go. So, well, that's good. Another aspect that's on my mind or that I'm, engaging with is my anxiety. I have something quite anxiety-inducing coming up in a few weeks now, and that is going on a plane. I'm flying to England for a holiday with some great people, and we wanted to like be only flying because it's the unfortunately the most ecological, no, not the most ecological, the most economic decision, because we would have loved to have taken the train. Fortunately, the train one way is €300, whereas the plane return is 100. It makes no sense to do that. And I also the possibility was also to go by bus, but that would have taken 24 hours if not more. So that would have cut the holiday short by 36 hours because after traveling for 24 hours, you're usually not very like energetic. You need some time to adjust. So yeah, now the travel time is probably going to be 3 hours. Airport, which is close by, on the plane for an hour, and then the airport there is also close by to where we're going. So, just made the most sense to fly, even though I'm not the biggest fan of flying. I'm actually, yeah, the flying makes me anxious. My last plane journey was in January 2016, and so far I've flown three round journey, so they're back. So 6 times on a plane so far, and the first time was pretty good. Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately for being there with her. So I was traveling with my mother. Unfortunately, because I think that's one of the things that induced my anxiety. I was traveling with her, and I saw her being super anxious, and whilst I was super chill, that must have done something to me. Because 2 years later, when I had to fly again, I was incredibly anxious about it. I was really, really super scared. First time flying, very much excited about it, enjoyed it, was a pleasant experience. Second time, yeah, really scared. And then I didn't fly again for another 4 years because, yeah, it didn't seem like something I really was desperate to do. And yeah, then I had to fly again because again it was the most logical decision, and I also decided then to challenge myself, and I worked on my anxiety, specifically focused on flying. And the flight there, oh, so the first flight of that leg was okay. I kept my anxiety in control and it was okay. On the return, the anxiety was quite a bit higher. Which obviously, because what I didn't know back then was to reward myself afterwards and to make a positive experience afterwards. So my brain associates it not with the fear that I experience in the moment, but with the pleasant feeling afterwards. But now the only pleasant experience I associate with afterwards is like, thank God I'm back on solid ground. And I know all the logic. I know why I'm anxious. I know because I'm afraid of losing control. Or giving up control, I'm afraid of dying, I'm afraid of falling, just like if a plane would just suddenly fall down. I know all the mechanics, I actually studied it in physics, why a plane wants to stay up, why it's built and designed to stay up, how much security is going on around the planes when it comes to building them, when it comes to designing them, when it comes to maintaining them, when it comes to stress test them. I know the amount of training pilots have to go through. I know that they also just want to come get home safe. I know all the things that whatchamacallit, flight regulators, flight safety regulators, I can't think of the actual word right now. What they have to train, go through, how they're only allowed to work 4 hours, so they're super in focused and concentrated, and all the people and all the mechanics involved to make flying super safe. And I know statistically speaking, had I taken either the bus or the train, my chances of dying would have been way higher than going by plane. I know all of that. Rationally speaking, there's no real reason for me to be scared. And I am actually so far not very scared. I sometimes have this like, oh, I don't want to do it. So that's good, because I know the last time I had to fly, I was weeks in advance. I was super scared. This time around, I can't see that happening. So let's hope it stays the same. I think I've worked enough on my anxiety to be able to not get anxious until the day. And I hope I've worked enough on my anxiety to also be able to feel it, but not let it take control of me. That is my goal. The person I'm flying with has encouraged me to seek help from my doctor, to maybe have a prescription of some calming medication, whatever, and maybe I'll have to do it, though I don't think I'll need it. And I also don't think it would be a good idea, because that doesn't help me work on the fear. That only helps me to numb the fear. And then I would have to do that again every time we fly. Because I do, whilst I don't really want to fly a lot, because it's not the most economic way or ecological way to travel, I would love train journeys to become affordable, because that's the way I would like to travel, with electric trains, where the electricity comes from green sources. But so far, every few years a plane journey, I think, is going to be something that I'll have to do if I want to see the places I want to see in the world. And I'm not like someone who 40 under 40 or whatever. There's just a few countries that I would like to visit, and some of them are quite far away, so I have to fly to them. So it works probably in my favor if I then work on my fear of flying in a way that is sustainable and makes the fear manageable more. Well, this is it for this week. It's just a bit of a short update on three things that are going on with me, and there's more, but I don't want to become the episode too unstructured, and I think so far I've kept it reasonably well structured. And let me know how you feel about any of these three topics. How are you with your mental health? Is there something going on with you that makes you struggle? Is there something that you physically are struggling with that your mental health may be impacting? How do you feel about flying or any other method of travel? What are your feelings? Feel free to reach out to me, either if you're on YouTube, comment down below, or on the website men-tell-health.com. There's multiple ways you can contact me. On Instagram, mentalhealth_podcast. So this is it. Thank you very much. If you liked this episode, please feel free, not feel free, please share the podcast with anyone who you think could benefit from it. Give it a rating and subscribe to it if you can. There's also a link in the description where you can donate money or to the podcast. I will never put the podcast behind a paywall, but there are costs involved, which I'm currently just, paying for myself. So any help would be highly appreciated, but only if you can. There's no, you don't have to. So this is it. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I hear and I see you, and I hope you hear and or see me again next time. Goodbye.